What a wonderful week it has been in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Seems like I've seen some of you every day this week. I know it. I'm waiting for somebody to say, yeah, it looked like we saw you every day too, brother. So, that's what I thought. Today I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about how good God is. In the book of Romans, in the 15th chapter, the 5th and the 6th verse read. Just want you to listen. Now may the God of patience and comfort. It begins, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another. Like-minded towards one another. According to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word and open our minds and hearts for a moment, God, that we can just feel your love and know the truth that you have for each one of us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now may God, the God of peace, patience, comfort, grant you to be like-minded towards one another. In the English Standard Version, Miss Ruby, you can cover your ears on this if you like. Doesn't matter. If you don't know what that's all about, don't ask. It reads, may the God of endurance and encouragement, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This week, I saw God's people in harmony. I saw God's people pull together. I saw God's people when they saw a need, they were part of the solution. I saw God's people praising Him simply by being in harmony. Now, I want to go back last week ago yesterday. Got that call. Brother Joe had gone to be with the Lord, and until I received that call, I did not know that, number one, the funeral was going to be here at Mount Calvary. I did not know at that time and moment, until that call, that he was going to be buried here in the cemetery next door. When I talked to Brother Joe, we talked about different options. Quantico, he could have gone to Arlington. And when I got that call from his daughter, the choices were finalized and made that no, that funeral is going to be right here in this church that he loved. And he is going to be buried in that cemetery here at the church where he loved. And we are going to have a celebration of his life with the people that he loved. Cindy told me, she says, you know, Joe, when he was doing so bad, when he was feeling so weak in the hospital at different times, he says, you know, I need to get better because I need to go see my church family. That was his motivation. And if you were here yesterday for the service, and I know we had a wonderful turnout from the church, and even the ones that weren't here, I know you were here in spirit. Trust me, folks, the love of God was lifted up in his house as we said goodbye to our dear brother. And I thought about this phrase of harmony. And So many times I think around the house of the Lord, sometimes we get it wrong. When you are living in harmony, doesn't mean that you agree with each other all the time. Doesn't mean that. If you are a couple and you love one another, and you notice I put the emphasis on love, you might not see eye to eye all the time. Can I hear some amens out there? My dear brother, rest his soul, he called me. He said, Chuck, he says, I got to tell you something. I went up and saw all the parents, and then I walked in. They were at each other. I was nervous. He started to tell me, and he said, all things calm down. I said, Paul, let me tell you something. If you walk into the house of my parents, and you hear them say, oh, hello, son. It's such a pleasure for you to come see myself and my loving husband. That is time to get on your knees and start to pray. Because something is wrong in that household. I hope somebody can relate to what I am speaking about. It doesn't mean that you agree with one another all the time. Doesn't mean that you can't have your own individual opinion on things. I love our Republicans here. I love our Democrats. I love our independents, because next year is an election year. And I tell you, in the Bible it says, I have to love my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I tell you, that is a challenge during election year. Can I hear an amen on that point? You know what I speak is the truth. Being in harmony doesn't mean that you're just all lined up and mouthing the same words and the same answers. No, that is not living in harmony. Living in harmony, it's because we are living for the same purpose. And that's what this scripture says. It says that may grant you to live in such harmony so that together you may with one voice glorify God. You may have different opinions. We may want to do it a different way. But I tell you one thing, when your purpose, when your desire, when your goal in life is to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, people are going to change. Amen? Amen. I know that during this week it was a challenge, because as soon as I got the call, my mind just starts to work. And I said, you know, we got to get working in the basement a little bit here. Some plans we'd made after the Spanish church had left, that we were going to do some things. And, you know, we were going to do it in my time. You know, we'll do it in August. And so, you know, Joe Klein said, you're going to do it this week. That's what Joe Klein said. So here we were on Monday. We're downstairs. And I tell you, the fellows were down there, and they were just scraping away. And they were cleaning, and they got some paint going. And I tell you one thing. Gilbert was down there, and Rick was down there, Bob was down there, Gene came along, Buddy was down there, and Earl, I'll tell you one thing, Earl, if you want to see a guy that takes his job to heart, he wears the paint that he uses on that thing. He wears the paint that he does on there. As I was painting, I made the mistake of opening one of the cans. I asked Earl to go in the other room and grab the can. And as he brought that can into the room, swinging it, with that top was loose, and down the leg it went, and all over clothes, and all over. God was glorified. Why? Because everybody had to get a sponge and pitch in. Amen? Amen. Amen. I was here yesterday, and I was here early. There was only one person that beat me here from the church yesterday. Guess who that was? Nope. Little Miss Hattie. She was so precious. She was here. And how many... You want to come up and finish this? Or you no? Okay. I know. A little precious. I was here, and here's Hattie, and she gets a phone call. And here she has, and Hattie has done such a wonderful job trying to coordinate downstairs. And I tell you, downstairs, folks, you outdid yourself with that meal, with the way that reception, that family, when they walked in. Trust me, that family was just blown away. They were so impressed with the way that you as a church just turned out and showed your love. Not only in your attendance, not only in the wonderful comments you made, but then afterwards when they came downstairs, they walked around the corner and they said, my, look, where did all of this food come from? Where did all of these wonderful desserts? And trust me, they made trip after trip after trip into there, especially to that dessert side over there. I was watching them. I hate to see it when people start arguing over homemade fudge in the church basement. But that's a part of being in harmony. But you know how it all started? Because Hattie is here, she's in the office, and she gets a phone call from her dear loving husband. He is taken off, he's gone on a little trip to do some work over in West Virginia, and he is broke down. Calling his loving wife to come get him, and her answer is no. I'm listening because I'm sitting in my chair. It's a conversation I don't want to hear, but I'm trapped. I got to listen. And as the conversation ends, it is followed up with a statement. Well, he wouldn't have been in that situation if he'd listened to me. Then, this individual looked at me, she says, you know, Charlie, some folks think that I'm a little bossy. I said, Hattie, I have never once in my life ever heard anyone from this church ever mention that you were a little bossy. Then she looked at me, she said, Charlie, you are trying to make me laugh, and I'm not going to do it. That's how the service yesterday began. It began with people who were in harmony. Now, you may laugh about that, but trust me, and she was ready to cry, and I'm trying to make her laugh, and she's trying to cry, and you know, being in harmony doesn't mean that you're just stamped and put out just like everybody else. No, you are yourself in the sight of God because He has created you just the way you are. With your differences, with your little idiosyncrasies, with the things that just make you tick. And we all are different. But it's when we gather. It's when we have a focus upon what we are doing for His glory that we are able in one voice to give glory unto my God. That should bring an amen. Amen. I read this and kind of struck me. You know, sometimes when I'm driving down the road, I'm always looking. I see other churches, and I know how other churches have moved in different directions, and God has placed upon their heart the way they run their services, and I know the wonderful things they do, and the praises, and the screen, all these wonderful things that they do. And sometimes, you know, I kind of feel that I'm old school, and Matt, don't you say amen. You just be quiet over there. Sometimes I feel I'm old school, you know, and I'm kind of stuck back the way and doing the way I've done it for so many years. And then I read this. a body of God's people working together, loving one another, being encouraging, praying for each other, serving one another, and praising God together. The writer said, now that's a New Testament church on the move. That's what the writer said. And that spoke to me. Because trust me, folks, we do it different. But I'm here to tell you that I would not trade anything for the way that I come into God's house with you people and feel His love. And that is shown so dramatically this week when everybody rallied around just to show their love to Joe's family. I'm going to finish with this. The harmony that begins in church, it can lead home. Why? Because it can strengthen families. It can strengthen relationships. The harmony begins in church. It can lead to work. Why? Because these co-workers that you deal with day in, it is amazing how they will come to you in a time of need and ask you to pray for an individual or for themselves. We saw that yesterday. When so many folks that work with Joe and work with Cindy and work with Joe Jr., how they just had such strong comments about how he was such a wonderful individual, a man of faith. The harmony that begins in church can lead to someone having a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't say in this word that they'll know you by what you give. Doesn't say that they'll know you by all the wonderful songs you sing. No, it doesn't say. What it says in this word, they will know you by your love one for another. They'll know we are Christians by our love. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, you will have challenges. You're going to have things that come up. Lightning is going to strike your she shed. Some of you should be ashamed of yourself out there. I'm trying to give a sermon here. Focus. And when those things happen, you're going to thank God for the love, for the care of His people. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gotten together in Your house and we felt Your Spirit. God, You've given us just a warm peace here at Mount Calvary. God, we thank You for such a challenging week as we had to say our goodbyes to dear Joe, and about so many times he brought such joy to my own heart. And God, I just thank You for having a man like that I was able to serve with. God, I just thank You for him. Thank You for his memory. And I thank You for the way that this church and these folks just rallied to show their love. God, I thank You for the wonderful harmony that I feel within this congregation, God. And I just pray that, God, You'll keep it just like that. Challenge us to share this wonderful love with everyone we come into contact with, God. Give us safe traveling mercies as we come back to Your house again, if it's Your will. And God, give us a good week. And let us know within our hearts of hearts that it's You that we need to thank. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen and amen.